Blog Talk Radio.
Because there's only so many times for a second chance. Broadcasting live from the W.L. Fraley Studios in beautiful Pismo Beach, California. Live from the 805, I'm Jimmy Ray, and this is Centaur Pro Radio. You are tuned in to the live atmosphere that is CenCal Pro Radio, and we are back a little later than usual, but, you know, that is the beauty of online radio, is it doesn't really matter when you broadcast, because most likely everyone's not going to hear you until the next day anyway, but that's online radio for you, right? Well, fans, if you have been tuning into the show each week, we've been featuring guests that you've seen already at CenCal Pro, and tonight is going to be no waiver from the schedule. But before we get into our guests, just wanted to mention a few things here. Tickets are on sale now. Yes, now you can actually go and get them, like, physically in San Luis Obispo if you're here, or you can order them online if you're not so close, or if you are close and you're just honestly feeling lazy. Totally cool, too. CenCalPro.BrownPaperTickets.com is your online ticket for purchasing tickets to come see us over at the Graduate, 990 Industrial Way here in San Luis Obispo. Show number two is going to go off, especially if you saw show number one. The stage was certainly set for the things that we were going to see kind of unfold in the weeks to come. You know, if you follow social media, you've got to admit, social media is kind of where it's at. You know, between shows, between a lot of things, you know, the social media is, if you follow the people, you know, you watch on, you know, in the ring, you know, you just get to see their videos on YouTube, whatever, you can follow them, you kind of know what's always up to date with them. And that's kind of what our angle is here. We definitely want to give our audience the opportunity to, you know, follow the superstars that they see from show to show. Kind of gives a little bit of, I don't know, what's that word, continuity? No, that's the one where you can't go to the bathroom, right? But anyways, you know, that's neither here nor there. Suffice to say that, you know, CenCal Pro is the battleground of California, where North and South certainly meet. But the idea of the North and South battle has only intensified over the years, right? It feels like years. It's probably only been weeks, days, minutes. Maybe we can boil it down more, but you get the idea. It's intensified more than Northern and Southern California. It has now raged on, you know, borders of the country even, as, you know, North being, you know, the Canadian, you can go even further north and kind of west-ish, and depends on which way you spin the globe, but Russia's out there. You know, you got the idea of the alliance of, you know, Canada and Russia, along with, you know, the American dignitary, wrestling personified, Rick Luxury. It's kind of this trifecta of peace, as they would like to refer to it, but I have a feeling their message will promote anything but peace here at CenCal Pro. So, yeah, tickets are still on sale. If you want to go get them locally, you check out the Law Office of Dennis James Balsamo, and also check out Slow Beverage, and check out Traditional Tattoo. Why do I say check out all three of these? Because they're literally on the same strip. If you come to San Luis Obispo, come take a tour of the glorious Higuera Street, because that's where you'll see all of these, you know, grand stages, if you will. Everything happens on Higuera Street in San Luis Obispo. That's why there's always a lot of traffic. So bring a Snickers. You might have to, you know, wait a few lights. But, yeah, where don't you these days, right? Also wanted to touch on something real quick. We have CenCal Pro merchandise. right. Merchandise is finally available for the fans. The fans have demanded, we will deliver. And, you know, why not? You got to have a shirt, right? You haven't made it until you got a shirt. And by making it, I mean, like, literally make the shirt. You haven't, you know, made the shirt until you have the shirt. And you have the shirt? That's right, because you made the shirt. You know, I like these listeners, man. These listeners, they're paying attention, man. You guys are with it tonight. but, yeah, you can get yourself, you know, your very own SenCal Pro hoodie and T-shirt. We got them both available, and, you know, these are going to go quick. You know, we don't have an infinite supply of these, unfortunately. We're going to keep making these, as much as we can, you know, weather permitting and stuff. You know, hopefully there's no, crazy things with our distributors and what have you. But as long as there's no holdups with any kind of distribution problem, we will have shirts and hoodies available. Women's T-shirts, $20, regular small T-shirts, and large, all the non-women's, you know, for us guys, you know, the ones that actually look like, you know, T's and not like the letter A or kind of like an H. Little bit, but those are 15. And if you want the hoodies are only $30. Of course, everything is plus a good old loving California sales tax. But I mean, $15 for shirts, $20 for women's tees, and $30 for hoodies. It's not that bad of a deal considering you can definitely not walk into any other store in San Luis Obispo and get any of those items for those prices. I assure you, unless it's like Forever 21. I wouldn't know what it's like. I've never bought anything in Forever 21, but. I've been to Forever 21. I've hung out. You know, I only read the articles, you know, whatever. But, yeah, nowhere else in San Luis can you get anything, you know, any T-shirts, you know, hoodies, anything that cheap. So, yeah, $30 for hoodies, $15 for T-shirts, $20 for women's tees, and we have hats and beanies coming soon. Yeah, that's right, coming soon. Hopefully before the show hits. I don't know. I just got word tonight that those are like a reality and no longer just, you know, when they send you like a product, you know, you get the first product or something. They're like, oh, yeah, I'll buy it. And it's like some random logo. Well, sometimes they'll put your own logo on it. It's like, sweet, I got one. And it's like, I'm going to have to ask for that back. You know, you're like, oh, crap. But thankfully, I have a feeling it has now gone past the promotional item stage. We'll be seeing those shortly. So check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/SenCalPro. For more information on that, you can also check our website. Pretty sure it's SenCalProWrestling.com. Could be wrong, you know, but it's the one my browser always goes to. I'm trying to drive up hits myself, but it's currently, it's in production now. So if our website isn't totally live yet, we'll be soon. You'd think I'd spend more time on the internet and know stuff like that, but you know, it's live radio for you. Again, anyone who, tried to tune in the show earlier and got cut off, I do apologize. The wonderful Verizon service here on the Central Coast, definitely, shorted out on me here in beautiful Pismo Beach. Anytime you're hanging out near beaches and chicks in bikinis and like palm trees and stuff, you know, and the little drinks with the coconuts and they don't have those here, but you know, just for the imagination purposes, you know, whenever we have that going on, sometimes, it inhibits cell phone signal and you don't exactly get the best thing. And if I get cut out, guess what? You guys get cut out. So we're in this together, man. We're all somehow linked, that great interlink of the web. Moving forward. We have a guest on the show tonight. He's referred to as the Urban Juggernaut. And, you know, I don't want to throw too many, you know, Marvel Comics things his way, but, you know, that kind of makes me think of like a clash between, you know, X-Men's Juggernaut and Marvel, you know, the Hulk. You know, I had to say Marvel Hulk, not, you know, because otherwise you say the Hulk on, you know, a wrestling show and, you know, you're going to think red and yellow and not, you know, angry and green. But I'm talking about the Green Hulk. I mean, he's definitely the Urban Juggernaut, not by, you know, catty title. That is a fun title. It is a, you know, he'll show you why he is the Urban Juggernaut. But I'm pretty sure I got him on the phone here. Sean Black, are you with me, brother?
Yeah, I'm here. What's good, man?
Hey, man. How's it going? Thanks for being on the show.
Oh, no doubt. It was good, man.
I really appreciate you being on, man.
I appreciate it. Thank you, man.
Sure. Yeah, it sounds like you're coming in good, too. You know, I got to just make a small segue here, man. I'm seeing stuff about you being appearing at the next UEW. What's up with that?
Oh, yeah, I'm back, man. UEW is my that's my new home, man. It's I feel like that's going to be something very big in SoCal. It's going to it has the possibility to be what Hood Slam is to NorCal, to UEW would be to SoCal.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, just the audience, the way they're, you know, pardon my terminology, but they're bloodthirsty, for lack of, you know, any other, you know, nicer way of calling them. But, man, when the chairs get thrown, you know, they're like, eh, okay. When the barbed wire comes out and the fire and everything, and the fans just light up, and I sit there and go, my God, these people want blood.
Yeah, also they focus on they bring that, you know, hey, we hate to and UW do the comparisons, but they bring that, some of the same spirit ECW had with wrestling also. So you get the blood, you get the bloodthirst, but you also do get classic wrestling too.
Oh, and that's the best part. I mean, really, it's like you get the wrestling show, and then it's like they throw in the hardcore match. Sometimes you get more than one hardcore match over there at UEW. And most companies, they don't even do one hardcore match a year, let alone two in a night.
Yeah. And it's, like I said, it's different. It's definitely not what, you know, it's see on TV style, the hardcore. We like, really combine our wrestling with the hardcore action, you know. Because, you know, anybody can throw a table or a chair and all that. But when you see that we have skills also to combine with that, then it makes it even all the better, the best of both worlds.
Well, it definitely breaks the stigma about hardcore superstars not being traditional wrestlers. And, you know, a lot of guys that do hardcore, you know, they get kind of a bad connotation kind of their way. And, you know, some even refer to them as untrained or unskilled. And it's nice to see that trained and skilled wrestlers can also wrestle hardcore.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. And, yeah, I'm glad we are breaking that stigma, because, like I said, you know, I personally wouldn't look forward to do a death match, but we've got a couple of good, we've had a couple of these, like, straight-up wrestlers do death matches there, you know. But also with the hardcore, you know, I'm not a technical wrestler or more of a strong style, but, you know, I can show you what I can do, and with, even if it's like I said, every match in UEW is no DQ, just pinfall. So I can still give you a show, which, even if I don't, you know, have to use the chair or table or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, this is good for the fans to hear this, you know, because when they see all these new names from Los Angeles, you know, we want them to know the backgrounds that these superstars come from. You know, these aren't, you know, we didn't create these guys. We didn't create a single one of them. And the point behind that is, quite frankly, they have brought everything to the table. All we did was just make another table. And to give the fans insight and background on you guys, and to be able to see you guys shine in other lights, because, I mean, let's face it, I don't know if the Central Coast is quite ready for hardcore. I mean, it took them long enough just to even accept pro wrestling. You know, we got to kind of ease it in. You know, oh, honey, by the way, I'm still kind of married. You know, don't worry about that. That's just formality. You know, you get my drift, though, right?
Yeah, I get you. Well, me and myself are from a city known as the City of Champions, Inglewood, California. If you're an old school sports fan, you know why they call it the City of Champions. The Los Angeles Kings, the Lakers, who else? Who am I missing? Hollywood Park, horse races. A lot of sports background comes from that city.
Oh, yeah.
Before, you know, familiar, you know, you got to fly in. You got to – I don't care what nobody says. You don't fly into Westchester. You fly into Inglewood. That's that answer right there, baby. So, yeah, man, I grew up out there. I've been a wrestling fan since birth, man. And, you know, I got to move around. My dad, probation officer, my mom, a dance choreographer. I'm very cultured, a lot of music and things in my house, and they were very open to some of the ideas and things that I had. I did a little football and all that, but, you know, no matter what, wrestling was my heart, you know, and I'm glad that my parents never said, oh, that was this, or, you know, the kids, once you get into high school and things, they discourage you. They use the F word, not the curse word, you know. And, you know, I was never discouraged. And, yeah, I don't even like saying it when it comes to wrestling, you know. And I was never discouraged.
Don't say it.
Yeah, and sure enough, just to make a long story short, I was at a really low point in my life, and I had stopped watching wrestling, and I wanted to make a change. And I remember one of the things that made me happy during that depressing period was wrestling. And I just started going to catch some indie shows in WWE, and I got in line at Access one day, and I told MVP, shout out to MVP if he ever hears this, that I was his big fan at the time. And he was like, hey, man, you're too big to be a fan. Like, you know, why? What's up? I said, yeah, I'm thinking about it. He said, thinking about it. He said, how old are you? I said, I'll be 25. Because my sister took me to Access for my 25th. And he said, you should do it. You know, you should think about it. And sure enough, that November I rolled into Santino Brothers Wrestling Academy out of Norwalk at the time, now Bell Gardens. Shout out to Santino. You feel me? They're my people. And the rest is history.
Yeah. Well, you know, MVP tells you, hey, man, you should be doing this. That's probably a good sign, you know?
I mean, a lot of fans don't know. I'm not the most chiseled guy in the world, but I have some size on me. I got my shoulders and arms, so he was just wondering, you know, like, hey, you know, you kind of big, and especially in a line of fans, you know. Not to be real, we love fans, but...
Oh, yeah, of course.
I was one of the bigger guys in line.
Yeah, I bet you stuck out. I bet, you know, a lot of there's, you know, you see, like, you know, a little scrawny guy. He's probably, like, you know, 14 years old. Got his little replica belt. Got his, you know, The Rock T-shirt on. And he got Sean Black standing next to him. It's like, oh, wow. Like, hey, hold on. Is he one of us? Like, is he?
Yeah, he was a real good dude, man. So he's one of my, like, if I ever see him again, I owe it to him, you know, for giving me that extra push. And a little extra side history, in my college at the time was Willie Mack.
Really?
So, yeah, I went to college with Willie Mack, L.A. Southwest College. And he was so humble, he didn't tell me he was a wrestler. So I saw him, and he was in my math class, never told me. We talked everything. And then one day I saw him at a WWE event, and I was like, hey, man, have we seen you here yesterday? He said, oh, yeah, I wrestle. And he showed me his YouTube. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, going to school with Willie Mack, man, that'll make you want to YouTube all your friends after that. You're like, I got to make sure I don't know any other celebrities here. Oh, that's awesome, man. Going to college with Willie Mack. Small world.
Yeah, he played football. He was on a football team, so. Yeah, man, small world, you know. And in my teens, I was XCW fan. And so it was a great feeling, and I'm glad that SoCal will give this tradition to where it's from, is the fact that when we got XCW, all the kids in high school and all around wrestling fans, we were glad that we had our own company, you know, in L.A. We felt like, you know, we were so happy because we finally had our indie, you know, our big indie. And it was awesome to end up going to the school where some of the guys we looked up to, Chaos and Dynamite D and Rest in Peace and Mongo and everything. But it was funny. I always tell this funny story. Now, what happened was this is how I got into wrestling. I was leaving after MVP, so I went to another event, and I was leaving, and then it is just passing out flyers, and I got the flyer, and it said, do you want to be a wrestler? And it's the Santino Brothers. And on the cover, it was Supreme, Chaos, and I was like, oh, no, I'm not going to this wrestling school. He was going to kill me up there, and, you know, I had to cheat or whatever. So I was like, no, I'm not. So I was going to go to Knoxville, but it was too expensive. And so I told Willie, I said, hey, man, I want to get into wrestling school. I just want to find someplace affordable. I'll sweep. I'll do whatever, you know. He said, here, call this number. So I called the number. I filled out an orientation. You know, I called the number. They said, come down to orientation, da-da-da-da, Saturday morning. I dressed up. You know, I got, you know, all ready. Saturday morning comes. I'm real bright and early. I come in there. And sure enough, I see Chaos, Supreme. It was at school I tried to run from. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. It was the exact school I tried to run from, but I got So, of course, you know, I mean, fast forward, I stuck with it. There were some ass whoopings, I can tell you. Oh, my goodness. It was make or break. And there were times I thought about quitting, you know. And,
yeah,
I stuck through. Yeah. I stuck through. And, like I said, from the bottom, I had to earn my respect. You know, I had to earn the right to respect to be a pro wrestler. Because a lot of people think it's a bunch of fun and games, you know. They see the glitz, they see the glamour. But they don't have what it takes. It's not for everybody.
Oh, that's for damn sure. You know, and when it's so funny. As soon as we started SenCal, we got a lot of people wanted to, you know, to sign up. And we said, well, what do you mean sign up? And so we want to get in there and wrestle too. And so you realize you got to train first. And they go, well, for how long? And I said, oh, boy, this conversation again. And it's funny how many people don't realize, you know, you really have to train for years before you're even ready to carry the title Greenhorn and get thrown around for a while and maybe, just maybe, get yourself an opening show match somewhere, you know. And if they can only realize and know the road that you guys take to get to where you were the night that they saw you for the first time, it's like it would make championship moments for every single fan in the audience to just know that, like, wow, you guys really, like, you came from somewhere to be here today. And that's, like,
yeah.
I really think an honest gesture that you superstars truly give to your fans. Every show from every federation you guys, you know, work, it's really the appreciation. It's like a reciprocation of appreciation. You know, the fans sit there and appreciate you by showing up, and you appreciate the fans by being there. And it's kind of like this union, you know. And it's like, it's really cool to see the evolution of that, you know, if people have been around long enough to see you back in the day. Now, I got to admit, I just met you for the first time at UEW about a couple months ago. And seeing you in the ring, I was like, oh, shit, no wonder they call him the Urban Juggernaut. Fuck. Wow. And I was like, yeah, when we get started, we're going to use him too, right? And they're like, oh, yeah. And I said, okay, cool, you know. And so to see a debut at SenCal, bro, I mean, you lit up, man. There were so many matches talked about that night, but of the two matches that we got the most response of from our fans, believe it or not, was our women's match, and it was our six-man. And those two matches just were on fire, and you, every single person that performed that night, gave us their all, gave the fans their all. And it's like, to see you guys come back for show number two, I'm telling you, man, the fans are hungry for it. And it's like, all they got to do is YouTube Sean Black. Yeah, that's right. He got a new friend in the business, Sean Black. Go YouTube him and figure out this guy's been around for a while.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, there's a few of those beginning matches that I want to erase. But, yeah, I've been doing my thing.
All the honesty.
Yeah, but, hey, man, it's like I said, you know, the one story I tell is I fell off as a wrestler. I got cocky. I stopped going to training for a while, and I thought I had it all, and my matches got shitty, you know. And I can't blame anybody but me, and I went back to the drawing board. I started all over, restarted training. I went to the bottom. I went to work bottom shows. I didn't diss anybody's shows, but – you know, some shows, when, you know, you're out there wrestling for $5, you know, everything. But I had a chance to wrestle for a small lucha company, Lucha Pro, for every Sunday. And I didn't want major shows because I was like, you know what? Before I step back out here, I want to redo my craft. And I'm very thankful that Lucha Pro gave me that door to work every Sunday. Every single Sunday I had a match in front of a crowd. Yeah,
because
it really helped me get better and better.
Man, it sounds like that's the way you really got to do it. You know, basically perform at any stage that'll take you and make sure there's an audience watching. That's the spirit.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Before I got to get sidetracked again, you said something about how the name Juggernaut came out. The name Juggernaut came because wrestling promoter Gusta Boss, who runs a company out of who was a friend of my friend Sam Knight, runs the company FCW in San Diego. So if you're out in San Diego, you want to check that out. I was thinking of names. Now, especially in this day and what's going on at the time, there's a few promoters, when I was looking for a name or gimmick, you know, they want to stray. And what I, like I said, I'm not, you know, I'm from the hood, I'm from everything, but the hood is not all bad. And some of these promoters want to give you, like I said, they want to give me gangster and pimp and all, you know, all that stuff that, you know, the stereotypical stuff. So I was like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm educated. You know, I come from, you know, my family, you know, taught me a lot of very cultured. I listen to all types of music. I'm not like a ghetto, you know, whatever they want me to be, you know. So I was taking the names, and he came up. He was like, yo, you remind me of the way you're built and the way you charge at people. And just your power, you remind me of Juggernaut from the X-Men. Yeah, I have that, you know, I have that kind of like wide, stubby, but fast, muscular look. And he was like, oh, okay, you know, he said, I think that should be you. So I'm like, hey, you know, that's not a problem, you know what I'm saying? But only thing was, I had to get permission from Mikey O'Shea. Yeah.
Did you get the permission?
Yeah, because Mikey changed his name to at the time, Mikey changed his name to look more like sort of like the character Wreck-It Ralph. So he changed it to Wreck-It Mikey. So he told me that I can have the Juggernaut name, but if I ever use anything on the lines of Wreck-It, he would kill me.
Draws the line for the Juggernaut, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. I mean, yeah, you absolutely do resemble, you know, the Juggernaut from X-Men. I mean, it's like now Juggernaut, like, wore a suit, and he got large because of his powers, but he's really kind of, you know, a little scrawny guy. You're like, you're not wearing a suit. You ain't got no plated armor on you. There ain't no magical, you know, mystery powers holding your arms up. I mean, you're, like, all Juggernaut. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's me, man. I do what I can, bro. I do what I can.
You know, and I think it translates well to your audience. I mean, I really think, you know, when the fans see you come out, man, just the look on their eyes. I mean, I know you're looking at the fans, but, I mean, it's hard to see, you know, 50 to 150 to 200 eyes all staring back at you all at once. But, I mean, when you look at some of their faces and they sit there and go, oh, my God, is this guy real? It definitely It hides the fact that this is a show, and this almost turns into a coliseum for a second. You know, it's like, oh, wow, these guys might actually fight it out to the death here, you know?
Yeah, man, I do what I do, but it's, you know, it's funny because outside of this, I'm a chill guy, you know what I'm saying? But comes in the ring, that's the office. It's time to go to work.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised at actually how, like, chill and calm and relaxed backstage you were. Like no offense, it almost, like, makes you look kind of like the Hulk before he, like, hulks up, you know what I mean? Like, you know, Bruce Banner and stuff. Like, you know, he's kind of, like, mild-mannered and everything's all good and stuff. You know, he's sitting down, he's got his headphones on, everything's good. Then as soon as he, like, goes out in the ring, he's like, dude, he got, like, 4 or 5 times larger. Like, what the hell? Like,
that's what I'm going for.
I'll tell you, man, it takes wrestlers like you to make a any kind of show worth paying for. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, let's face it, we all got money. But, you know, what are we going to spend our money on? Entertainment. We want to be able to, like, have fun, have a good time, and maybe see some stuff we ain't never seen before. And I'll tell you, that's all I got to say about going over to UEW. Over there, I've seen some things I ain't never seen before.
Yeah. And like I said, like you said, everybody got the one thing that I get pissed off about is, and whenever I hear that a bigger name or, you know, somebody established comes to the show, and you know, even I get, you know, as you know, there's still a fan side of me. Even I get excited to see some of these guys, and then they come in and give such a half-assed performance. I'm like, what the hell, you know? Like, these people play.
Yeah.
These people paid all this money for you to get, you know, I mean, we can talk about this, the internet, for at least to get, you know, $400 or $500 in a plane ticket or et cetera, and you're going to give me this, you know? like, no, bro, come on, man, that's not fair.
Yeah,
well,
it's,
I'm busting my ass at a, you know, a $20 gig, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is, though, you're working just as hard. You know, you're working your match just as hard as anyone coming in from anywhere else working their match. And that's, like, that's what people see when they get to come to the show and they go, oh, yeah, by the way, Johnny Mundo's going to be here from, you know, Lucha Underground. It's like, oh, snap, you know, they're all stoked. But then when they see that everybody else on the show wrestled just as hard and just as tough as everyone, as, you know, the guy that used to be on TV, you know, who's technically still on TV, if you ask me, but what up, Bell Ray Network? Jimmy Ray loves you. But, you know, it kind of just goes to show that, you know, you guys really are the real deal. And there's so many more superstars and talent that, like, just because they're not on TV, they're not on TV because they don't deserve to be. They're not on TV because they're not entertaining. Quite frankly, there's only so many spots on TV. Kind of like a football team. There's only so many spots on the team. And then after that, you know, there's plenty of qualified players. The problem is there's not a payroll large enough to keep them all employed. And so that's really what, like, I don't think fans realize. They think if you're not on WWE, if you're not on TNA, you know, those are the two biggest shows people know, well, then you're not in pro wrestling. But then when they hear about things like, you know, Lucha Underground, and they hear about things like UEW and SenCal Pro and Action Coast Empire, Hood Slam even, you know, they hear all these names, and it's like, well, wait a minute. How can there be hundreds and hundreds more wrestlers that I haven't seen on TV yet? And then as soon as they turn to the Indie Pro, check out what's going on over there, it's like another fan is born. You know, and it's kind of like what you said. You know, a lot of fans, I feel, die off from the WWE because they were hardcore, you know, from the Federation years. They were diehards in the Attitude Era. They were even there for the merger and the post-WCW era. But then after that, it kind of got stale for a while. You know, the overrunning of John Cena era. I'm still a Cena fan. But, you know, the fans, you know, didn't quite take too well. And it kind of, I don't know, what do you think? Did it kind of taper off, like, in 2010 a little bit?
Oh, sorry, hold on, my car is a little something. Say that last part again, sir.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, just kind of like you said, you know, everyone has like a falling out with wrestling at some point. And it, from everyone I keep hearing it from, it was always right around the years 2010 to 2012 seemed to be the years that everyone kind of fell out of wrestling. And that seemed to be some of the biggest years in Indie Pro.
Yeah. Well, good, like I said, I think this time period is going to be great because I don't know if you know this, there's a lot more demand thanks to the internet also, big time, and streaming and all that. There's a bigger demand for pro wrestling just all right. Over, you know, and you know, especially with UEW on Roku and I'm hearing about, you know, Paragon getting a deal and Ring of Honor getting TV, you know, all these small deals, and you know, this is a great time to be wrestling.
Yeah, because the fans are finally realizing, wait a minute, there's more wrestlers than are on TV. Oh, wait a minute. And then, like, the whole world of, like, pro wrestling kind of opens up yet again for them. And I think, personally, it's like renewal for some fans, you know, who are longtime fans of the product but never, you know, went any further with it. Once they kind of, like, find Indie Pro, it's almost like, you know, finding the source, like in The Matrix. Like, oh, you know, this is where all the secrets are. You know, this is where everything comes together. It's where it begins and where it ends for, you know, careers and stuff, it seems. And it's really cool once you kind of see what it is. And some of these fans, man, they'll follow you guys from city to city.
Yeah, man, that's lovely too, man. That is, man, there's two Lucha shows on Sundays. I kid you not, one will be early, one will be late. The fans would leave, literally, they would leave and go cross town and come to both in one day.
And that's a testament,
like,
man.
I said,
that is a testament to your Indie Pro.
Yeah. Some of the major companies, like I said, man, and like I said, I want to get to a major company, but they're not giving the people what they want. So, I mean, you know what always happens when you don't give the people what they want, they go look elsewhere. And so, I mean, shout out to them because, like I said, you know, the more we keep this going, the more companies get bigger, the more that real talk that, you know, even though this is a passion, I honestly would like pro wrestling to take care of my life, you know, financially also. And hopefully that opens more opportunities, you know, with these TV deals and things like that for a lot of us, you know. You know, I work a regular job and I'm going back to school and all that, but, I mean it would be really awesome to be retired off of pro wrestling. I mean, wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, to like basically have pro wrestling be your primary occupation and not have to do anything else to pay the bills.
Yeah.
I'm liking that.
Yeah.
Although I'll tell you, for a radio show host and announcer, well, I got to bark real hard to get, you know, to get that paycheck, let me tell you. So.
Oh, I feel you, man.
Well, you know, Sean, let me ask you, man, a lot of fans, I think, not fans, rather, a lot of workers, people who are new to the business, probably in for maybe a year, maybe in for a couple years, I feel that they could benefit. I mean, they probably have already benefited from what we've talked about already so far. But what would you tell people that are new to the business that absolutely want this, that this is truly their dream, they're not just doing this because they think they'll, you know, be on the road for a little bit or whatever, like they're really willing to put it all on the table, to risk it all. What would you tell them? You know, in terms of helping their early career, like, I mean, like, what would you tell them not to do? Like, I mean, at a certain point, does one feel like they can't make it or they're not good enough and they give up? I mean, what is something that maybe you would have heard that might have, you know, kept you in the game at some point in your earlier career?
All right. No disrespect. I mean, I love you guys, but I got a little family, a little situation going. So I'm going to close on this little speech. I'm going to say, after this, I'm going to let everyone know, sit down, think about it. If you want to be successful in this business, if you are a pretty boy, you got the girls, if you got a ton of family problems, whatever you got, because we all go through it, sit down, think, focus. You're going to have to push so many things out the way and focus on you and doing everything to get your craft right to be a professional wrestler. Everything. You're going to sacrifice a lot on the indies. You're going to sacrifice a lot of your time. There's family things you can't come to. There's this, there's that. But surround yourself with positive people that believe in you, as you should believe in yourself before anything, and really make that decision. Just let everything, you know, this is, you said, put you, you know, at least, I mean, I say indie wrestler's career is, I don't know. I don't know, what a good indie wrestler career is 15, 20 years, you know. Just know, you know, you're going to sacrifice a lot. And if you're not ready to do so, then it's not for you, you know. It's not. I mean, there's other things, you know, you can, join a local softball club or, you know, join a local adult basketball league, you know. But
yeah, a bowling club, there you go.
Yeah. You're going to sacrifice a lot. Study your tapes. And like I said, surround yourself with a good group of wrestling school guys and positive people. Like I said, this ain't ballet. We're not dancing. This isn't a stunt acting school. This is, you know, the heart and soul and psychology for wrestling. And if you don't have, if you're not ready for all that, then, you know, like I said, there's nothing wrong with being a fan. Just, you know, just don't waste your time and don't waste our time.
Dang, man, I have a feeling this speech, this conversation right here will be a turning stone for anybody in the industry, you know, who's been thinking twice. And then have to hear it straight, man. That was from the heart, and that was an honest shoot, brother. Thanks for giving that. I appreciate it.
Yeah. And like I said, I told you earlier, I made mistakes. I got lost on my journey. So I had to go back. So it was, like I said, it wasn't, you know, I can tell from my experience, like I said, I had to go backwards. I got out there, I started doing shows, and I lost my way and started thinking that I can do things my way. No. Stay the butt of the training school. No professional boxer, no professional athlete stops training. You got Floyd Mayweather and his train, you know, obviously, it's the big weekend. I mean, I don't care, I'm wrestling. But there is no athlete on this earth who is getting paid professionally who stops training.
Yep, and you hear that, trainers? Keep it up.
Yeah. Even if it's one day a week, just go.
You know, it's you only get out of it what you put into it, right?
Yep, yes, sir.
Well, dang. Well, Sean Black, the Urban Juggernaut, thank you so much for doing the show tonight, man. I really appreciate having you on, and I really think the fans benefited above all from, you know, hearing just from your years of experience and your road thus far in pro wrestling. So proud to have you a part of the SenCal Pro roster, my friend.
No doubt, bro. And I'm glad, like I said, they looked out for me, man. Just every company, you know. Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, as you see here, that phone ringing, so it's that time, sir.
Absolutely, my friend. Well, we won't hold you any longer. We can't wait to see you back here May 24th.
All right, no doubt, bro. Thank you guys for having me. Anytime, I'll come back on the show.
Awesome. Sean Black, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much, Sean.
No doubt, bro.
Awesome. Well, fans, thank you so much for sticking with SenCal Pro Radio. That was a hell of an interview. The internet tried to stop today's show. You know, I don't know if it's the internet or the cell phone services. I don't know who you're going to hold responsible. But it almost made the show not work. And I have a feeling that anybody who heard what Sean Black just had to say definitely might change a mindset or two in the business. If you've been thinking twice, if you've been, you know, not training as much as you know you should, just do it. Just go back. Just if you were there for a reason, it's going to pan out, man. Hell, Sean Black almost makes me feel like I could go and be a wrestler. Actually, on second thought, I am not going to go be a wrestler. But take a caller now from the 559 area code. Thank you so much for holding. You're live with Jimmy Ray. Who's this? 559, do we have you? I guess not. Okay. Yeah, it's live radio. You know, that's you never quite know who exactly is going to call.
It's me, Austin.
Oh, son of a bitch!
What? It's me, Austin. It was me all along, Austin.
But it was Vince McMahon, actually. That's who it was who called. Let's get 818 area code. You're on with Jimmy Ray. Who's this?
Hey, Jimmy Ray, it's Bill.
Hey, promoter Bill, how's it going?
I'm doing fine, man. I was hoping to get in and talk to Sean before he left. But
oh, you know,
okay.
He was on real quick. I had to pull a string or two just to get in his schedule, let me tell you.
I know. I'm hopefully to be well by Saturday and come down and help support the security for the UEW after the last show they had.
Yeah, after the last show, you know, not to give too much press to some of that live stuff that happens, but as everyone knows,
yeah.
At a pro wrestling show, sometimes stuff happens that isn't exactly, well, you know, no one knew that was going to happen. And, yeah, sometimes when fans have a little too much to drink, they do a little too much pre-partying before they show up, they can get a little bit unruly. And I think that's the rule, right, Bill, at pro wrestling shows. The fans don't get to be more unruly than the wrestlers, right?
That's correct. it's going to be a good show. I'm looking forward to helping him out as much as I can. And it'd be good to see Sean Black back in the ring again at UEW.
Yeah, won't it be? I mean, you know, I was hoping to see him last time. You know, schedules go. You know, some people go there, some people aren't there. But you know that he's going to be back the next time. I'm going to be there. Hopefully I see you there.
Well, I'll be there. Hook or crook, I'll be there.
Hook or crook. And, well, on a night where the fans get to bring their own, you know, weapons. And, yeah, hooks, crooks, thumbtacks, rubber bands, you name it. Everything's legal, as it would be.
Just tell the fans they got to bring those masks, they got to bring those bandanas, cover their faces, their eyes, goggles, whatever they can. And just don't touch the wrestlers during the matches because that can cause a lot of problems.
Yeah. I think that, you know, if you ever see somebody covered in blood or having just gone through a couple tables and set on fire and ripped apart, usually you don't go slapping them on the back. Anytime I see an animal or a beast, if you will, that's gone through any kind of significant battle, I try not to pester it.
I agree. You don't want to be messing with anything you don't know about.
No,
anyways,
no,
I'm gonna try to make your show up there on the 24th. I'm really gonna try, but I have a lot. I have my show coming up.
I was just gonna ask.
I have my show coming up with AWS on the 22nd of May here in Canoga Park. So.
Oh yeah, plug that show. What's going on over at AWS?
It's a joint show that we're doing together. It'll be the first time I'm doing my second show together with AWS, and we're gonna bring back wrestling back to the west of San Fernando Valley, which has been gone for a long time.
I like hearing about this wildfire called pro wrestling that seems to just be spreading across California. It's a good sign.
Yeah, I'm hoping that this will do real well, and look forward to seeing a lot of other workers, hopefully down the road in my show, and you as well coming down, maybe helping doing a little commentary.
Hey, look at that, man. There's a little something in this basket for everybody. What's the date on that one again, Bill, so the fans know?
May 22nd. It's a Friday night, 8 o'clock.
May 22nd. Yes, that's right. That is, 2 days before SenCal Pro. So anybody from the L.A. area that thinks they're going to come to SenCal Pro, you got 2 days beforehand. I know you don't have to prepare for 2 days for our show. But AWS, they got an awesome show going on Friday. And that's cool, man. Sounds like it's going to be a weekend of wrestling in May.
Yeah, AWS and OMB Promotions doing a joint show together. So,
nice.
Anyways,
good stuff.
Anyway, Jimmy Ray, I'll see you Saturday if you're going to be there, and say hi to everybody on SenCal.
Definitely. Good to see you, Bill Chu. Thanks for so much for calling in, my friend.
No problem, man. Take care.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, you know, fans, I like, you know, live radio, man. People call in live radio. People listen to live radio. That's what live radio is all about. Live radio is about chiming in, saying your piece, saying your opinion. We do have a call number, 646-787-1739. But, you know, it's kind of like the people that do want to call in, that know to call in, they just call in. Everyone else, they want to listen. And I'm a fan of the listeners. I'm a fan of the callers, too, let me tell you. But a big fan of the listeners. So if you listen to our show, you click us online, you check us out in the archives, you can call in just to hear us, what's going on. Jimmy Ray officially thanks you. You guys have been supporting me as an online personality for the last year and a half, and I could not be here without your guys' fan support. So, if you want to continue supporting Jimmy Ray, come on, fandom, Jimmy Ray needs it. Then I want to see each and every one of you guys come check out our show, SenCal Pro, show number 2, when we go off at the grad, 990 Industrial Way, San Luis Obispo, May 24th. This show is just proof that the spirit of indie pro wrestling is alive. And it doesn't matter what county you are in. It doesn't matter what city you are in. You will find indie pro wrestling wherever you go. And here's the thing. You know, a friend online pointed out today, you know, indie pro, you know, is sometimes it's a weird term, weird name. Let's just all call it professional wrestling. You know, let's just say it's professional wrestling. And if it's not professional wrestling, it's less than the product that we and so many companies here in California try to put out. So I really like the fact that professional wrestling is alive and well here on the Central Coast, alive and well in California. And, I mean, if you're on Facebook as much as I am, then you will see that pro wrestling is alive all over the United States. And, you know, I didn't submit a video for Tough Enough. Let's be honest, I'm not tough enough, really. I'm not tough enough for Tough Enough. So, you know, but if they call me to come up, I'm going to have to come up with a good excuse. So follow me on Twitter, at Jimmy Ray from Facebook, and tweet me some good excuses of what I'm going to say to WWE when they ask me to come work for them and be a wrestler. Because like Sean Black said, this has to be something that you really, like, really want to be in it. And if it's not something you really want to be, don't do it. And I really wanted to be in pro wrestling, working in the aspect somewhere, to be a part of the show. But that's a little too far in front of the camera for Jimmy Ray, if you know what I'm saying. So, but fans, don't let that discourage you. If you had any dreams, hopes, or aspirations of becoming a pro wrestler now, soon, hopefully not too soon. You don't want to take this on too late in the game. But if you had aspirations of doing it, we at SenCal Pro can help. Coming in months, and we're hoping months soon, we're going to be training new wrestlers. Yeah, it's going to happen. The SenCal Pro Wrestling Training Facility is going to be a reality. Don't have a whole lot of details on that right now that I can divulge publicly, but I can definitely put the word out. We're going to be in the game of making sure that pro wrestling remains alive and well here on the Central Coast and beyond, because, you know, we haven't created any of the superstars here at SenCal Pro, but once we do, and once they are ready to fly, we can't wait to see every single place they can go. That's the name of the game. The more places they go, the more fans watch, the more fans we have, pro wrestling family plus the fans, equals shows and payouts and hot dogs and handshakes for everyone. because you actually get all three of those SenCal Pro. You get the handshake. You get either a chicken salad or a hamburger, you know, and you get the bam. You know, that's the trifecta, the trinity, if you will, wrestling, you know, at SenCal Pro. But, you know, I would say just to be in San Luis Obispo is, I mean, that's reason enough. You know, if you can get an excuse to come to San Luis Obispo, it's like an excuse to go to Vegas. Take it. Just take it. Well, you know, I think this is probably a good spot to wrap up the show. And so, again, just wanted to thank the fans. Wanted to thank our guest, Sean Black, for calling in tonight. Tune in next week when we come back. We're going to try and keep this pilot going as long as we can. If we can't, we'll let you fans know. But we're not letting our coverage of the Cold War of pro wrestling go unannounced. Even though we didn't cover it much tonight, tune in next week when we do cover the further Cold War of pro wrestling. For Sean Black, for SenCal Pro, for Jimmy Ray. Hi, Jimmy Ray. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see y'all on the radio next week.